Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about good news for National Guard families. We have some support coming for them. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Absolutely. Well, we always want to recognize and thank our military members for their service. And so one thing that we're looking at in state government is that we can help ensure a better future for our Pennsylvania National Guard members and their families by introducing a first-of-its-kind military family education program. The proposal would build on the state's existing National Guard military education program by extending education benefits to a Guard member's spouse or children in exchange for the Guard member committing to a second obligation of 6 years in the Guard. The initiative not only recognizes the sacrifices made by Guard families, but also helps retain National Guard members and attract transitioning military service members to serve in the Guard. The program would provide for 10 semesters of tuition-free education for family members, and the benefit must be used at a Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency-approved educational institution and at a tuition rate set by the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education.
And the next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the Appropriations Committee budget hearings. They've wrapped up, and we're really talking about making sure that we're spending money in a responsible way. Talk to us about what went on here.
That's correct. Fiscal responsibility is a top priority of mine. And likewise, the House Appropriations Committee looked at our state budget recently and making sure that every dollar of state tax money is used to its maximum benefit was a top priority of the hearings that were just concluded. The committee looked into all aspects of the governor's budget proposal. And this week, the House Appropriations Committee heard testimony and asked questions to the Departments of Education, Agriculture, and Military and Veterans Affairs, as well as the Public School Employees Retirement System and State Employees Retirement System. The Appropriations Committee will now take the testimony that they've gathered from the hearings into negotiations for the 2019-2020 budget. You can view video from all of the hearings by going to the website www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com.
And Representative, the final thing we'd like to talk about is an issue that needs to be addressed, especially with the expansion of gambling in the Commonwealth and across the nation, and that is problem gambling. Talk to us about what's going on here and what March is.
Sure. March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month, and officials from the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs, the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, and the Pennsylvania Lottery are urging all citizens to be aware of the signs of problem gambling and what resources are available to help. Gambling can become a problem when a person develops strained relationships with loved ones, borrows money to gamble, gambles to get a high, or misses work, school, or other activities and personal obligations in order to gamble. In the Commonwealth, the Council on Compulsive Gambling of Pennsylvania works to educate Pennsylvanians on compulsive and problem gambling to prevent development or dangerous gambling habits as well. The Council operates the Pennsylvania Problem Gambling Hotline, and the phone number for that is 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, 1-800-GAMBLER. More resources, including a 24-hour chat service, are also available at the website www.pacouncil.com. Again, www.pacouncil.com.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.